Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soulmates Podcast. This is Emily.
And this is Rachel.
Today's minisode is about the number one TV show, at least for the past couple months, The Last of Us, based on the hit video game, The Last of Us, and The Last of Us 2,
yes.
The sequel.
Yes.
It's been playing on HBO every Sunday night. It has now ended, and I have a lot of thoughts and feelings about it. What about you, Rachel?
We haven't finished watching it yet, but we are almost done. And
okay.
I think it's very interesting, but we'll discuss more.
So I've never played the games. Have you played the games?
No, I don't think Fabian has either, but he said he's watched like playthroughs of the game. Has Kyle played it?
I don't think Kyle has played it either. So for the most part, all of us had gone into this viewing experience with nothing to influence us. Yeah. Like, we were just watching the show. We, for the most part, don't really know what happens in the plot. And we were just along for the ride.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what to expect. I mean, I knew the premise of the show going into it. I feel like, and Emily knows, me and Emily watched this guy named Eric Voss on YouTube. And I think there was a pre-video to it launching that we watched that kind of explained the premise of the show. And they were like, I wonder how they're going to do this and this and this. So, I had some idea going into it, but I had no idea, what was actually going to be happening, episode to episode in the show.
So, what I knew about The Last of Us before this show was only the controversial stuff, quote-unquote controversial stuff, that gamers took issue with, i.e. Ellie being gay. I knew that going into it, and I knew a major spoiler death because of how people reacted to that. But I don't want to get into that because it didn't happen in the first season. But I know that. And then other than that, I don't know anything. I'm a blank slate ready to watch.
Yeah.
So I knew what the characters looked like from the game before the show started. I personally thought if they were going to go for the most accurate, they should have cast Nikolai Costawaldo to be Joel.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought Pedro did an amazing job. He's an incredible actor. I do not care that Joel doesn't look like video game Joel at all.
Mm-hmm.
And Ellie, played by Bella Ramsey, actually both Bella and Pedro kind of got their breakthrough in Game of Thrones, funnily enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought Bella did an amazing job as Ellie, too. They're a great actor.
Yeah, they're a really great actor. And just so everybody knows, Bella Ramsey, the actor, is non-binary and uses, they said any pronouns, but when we're talking about the actor, we will use they, them. And the character that Bella plays, Ellie, is a girl, uses she, her pronouns in the show.
Yeah, a girl who... They based the look of Ellie in the game on Elliot Page, and I remember being like, I hope Elliot got paid for that. I don't think he did.
Yeah.
So it's good. I feel like Bella looks enough like the character, but also the character, it's a girl with a ponytail. That's it.
Right, yeah. You know? they're the right age too. I feel like Elliot Page at this point, he's kind of old or too old to play a kid.
he would not be Ellie.
Yeah,
but it would have been cool if they threw him a bone and got him a cameo or something.
Yeah. Well, we don't know.
Season two.
Yeah.
So one of the major themes of this first season that the fucking showrunners were ramming down everyone's throats in those behind the episode things that play immediately after the episode is the dangers of unconditional love. Joel loves his family. He loves his daughter. He loves his brother. And he comes to love Ellie as a surrogate daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And Joel also kills a bunch of people. And they're like, ooh, oh, it's so bad. Ooh. But honestly, showrunners, respectfully, I don't care. It's the apocalypse and it's kill or be killed. Mm-hmm. So wouldn't you rather have Pedro Daddy on your side?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that was kind of stupid that they're like, this is the theme. It's the theme. Every episode, it's the theme. And I'm like, can't the theme be, I guess, tribalism? Because that's really what that is about, you know? Like, I just thought them being like, actually, unconditional love is bad. I thought that was such a stupid ass take.
No, you're still right. I thought that was extremely forced. Like, it's not, it wasn't the right angle for the show. Yeah. It doesn't match the show.
But also the thing is, like, not to get all the duality of man, but like, even violent people can love.
Mm-hmm.
It is within the human experience to not only love someone, but also commit horrible violence. And that's just humanity, baby.
Yeah.
I don't think that blaming unconditional love, especially the love a parent has for a child, and framing it in this weird way that's like, actually, they're the bad people. I think that's stupid as fuck. Especially when all of society has crumbled and there is no more rules.
Yes, exactly.
There are no rules in the apocalypse, you know?
Yeah, they're not considering the scene in which the unconditional love is happening. Of course, unconditional love in our world, the Watcher's world, is much different than if our society had collapsed. You know, there's different stakes there. So I think as the viewer of the show, having that be the theme is like, that's a stretch. It's a stretch for me that unconditional love is bad, you know?
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
And from knowing what I know about the games, and again, I have not played the games, is that it was more about forgiveness and forgiving yourself and forgiving others. I feel like that's a more poignant thing to try to be a theme than just, actually, love is bad.
Yeah, that take is more valuable for the viewer too, because what am I supposed to do as the viewer with the take, unconditional love is bad? Like, I'm gonna put conditions on all my love.
You know, like, if someone hurt my dog, maybe I would go Joel on them. You know, I love my dog. I love Eggsy. Like, sorry. You know? I just thought that was just so weird. And especially, it was like every behind the scenes of every episode. It's like, enough.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah.
So, why don't we talk about just our favorite episode of the season so far? Mine is episode 3, and I think that is a lot of people's favorite episode. The gay one.
The gay one. Oh my god, yes. That episode was so good. It's so hard for me to, like, remember past the, like, latest few episodes I've watched. But yeah, that one was really good.
Yes, with the romance with Bill and Frank. And I don't care. That's not how it happened in the games. Listen to me. I don't care. Like, I thought that episode had really good storytelling. It was a love story. And, you know, it makes you think, how do you win in the apocalypse? You go out on your own terms.
I think my favorite episode is another gay one, is actually episode 7, where they go back in time and you see Ellie's relationship with her friend Riley. And how that ultimately, like, I both, like, loved and hated that episode. Because the whole time, you know what's going to happen. That her friend is going to die. And she is, you know, going to get her wound from, not a zombie. I'm just going to call it a zombie. From the zombie. And she doesn't turn. The infected, excuse me.
The night of the living fungi.
The night of the living mushroom, yes. I just, like, I loved how they styled them all. I thought it was really, really well done. And just the emotion of the end when, spoiler alert, when they kiss and just all the shit that happens, like, right after. Because basically the infected attacks him right after that. Just, like, them both realizing that they're gonna die and then Riley saying, like, let's, you know, do what we can with the time we have left. Even if it's 15 minutes, I wanna live. Which really, like, got to me.
It's going out on your own terms.
Exactly, exactly. And just because, like, none of us knows when we're going to die, like, it was a very poignant thing that she said. It was very carpe diem, but not mm-hmm. in a cliche way. And I really liked that. So even though I've watched the whole episode with dread, it was still very cute. And it really gives you insight into Ellie, who she is, her motivations, what happened to her, and why she is the way that she is now.
Yeah, overall, I really enjoyed this season. I am eagerly anticipating season two, which I think they're gonna try to spread out. This season, the pacing in some instances felt a little off because, you know, you'd have one episode focusing on one day, and then you'd have an episode that spans like 7 years.
Yeah.
They're like, 3 months have passed. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Wow. I want more Pedro.
Yeah.
But I understand why they did that. But I think for season two, it's going to be based on the second game. So I think they're going to try to extend things because I think they're going to try to go for 3 seasons. If season two is all of the second game, there is no game 3. So
yeah,
I don't know. But I eagerly anticipate the next season. I don't think we're going to get it for like 2 years, which is going to suck ass.
Yeah. I mean, that seems like every show these days, unfortunately. So,
yeah.
Hopefully, Bella and Pedro can stick it out.
I just love watching all the, like, behind-the-scenes, like, candid videos.
Yeah.
Especially of Pedro Pascal. There was one, I think, that Bella recorded of Pedro just dancing, and he's looking so stupid. And I was like, oh my god, this man
Dad.
Is so goofy. The dad energy is like off the charts.
Yeah.
So on a scale from 1 to 5, 1 being the worst, 5 being the best, how would you rate The Last of Us so far for you?
I would rate it a 4 for myself. I really, really like the show and I would rate it a 5. But for me personally, the genre of show is not necessarily my favorite. Hence 4 out of 5.
I'm giving it a 4 out of 5 because of some of the pacing issues, and that's kind of it. I very much enjoyed this. It's always good to have something to look forward to on Sunday night because Monday is right around the corner, mm-hmm. you know? So that Sunday night, HBO really knows that people get kind of sad on Sunday and, like, monetize that for the past 20 years.
The capitalism laborers need a carrot on Sunday evening to keep going.
We really do. Okay, let's wrap this up with our weekly K-pop recommendations. I'm going to recommend Get Loud by Twice.
I'm going to recommend Attention by NewJeans.
Thank you so much for listening to this mini-sode. You can find Soulmates Podcast on Facebook, facebook.com/soulmatespodcast.
You can find us on Instagram at Soulmates Podcast. We have a link tree there that links to all of our relevant social media accounts.
Send us an email at soulmatespodcast@gmail.com.
Check us out on YouTube and watch some of our videos. Our channel name is Soulmates Podcast.
This program is available pretty much anywhere podcasts can be found: iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and Spotify. Wherever you're listening right now, make sure you like, you subscribe, you follow. Because we are here for you every other Friday. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.